is Max Access, where Mackenzie Barwell takes you closer to members of Forge FC off the pitch on the Forge Audio Network.
Forge fans, welcome back to another episode of Max Access. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I am joined by none other than Tristan Borges. We talked about everything from his and the team's confidence going into this matchup on February 7th. Of course, his reflections on the 2023 CPL final after a pretty short offseason. And then lastly, why he's so excited for Chivas to come play at Tim Hortons Field when it comes time in 2 weeks from now. So a lot of exciting things in today's conversation. But before we get into it, I do want to touch on a few things, including the 2024 regular season CPL schedule. It just came out yesterday. If you haven't already, take a look because there's some exciting matchups and I want everyone to kind of be in the loop for what's happening and when. Of course, Garv and I touched upon that home opener taking place on April 13th between Forge FC and Cavalry. And you know what? Garv did a really great job at just simply putting it by saying, what better way than starting the season with a rivalry like that one? So that'll be a game you do not want to miss. But another interesting one is the second home game of the season taking place on May 7th against Halifax. It's a Tuesday at 11 a.m. So a little out of the ordinary, but you know what? I'm quite excited for that one because I have a feeling that there will be a couple local school field trips, maybe a bit of a younger audience for that game, but potentially bigger as well. So I got to shout out Isabella here. If that's not already the case and you don't have a field trip, permission granted to take some time off and come to that game. No excuses, okay? No excuses for the younger Forge fans. In other news, I'll switch gears briefly here for a second to talk about this CONCACAF matchup because yesterday it was confirmed that Chivas has signed Javier Hernandez. After 14 years, this player will return to his hometown club. And wow, is he an impressive player. The first thing that someone said to me this morning when I walked into the stadium was, Mac, you got to talk about this guy in your episode. So I did my research. He's Mexico's top goal scorer. He's got a UEFA Champions League championship under his belt, as well as two Premier League titles. So definitely one of the best players that Forge will and probably have matched up against. Looking at his track record in those 14 years he was away from this club, he's played with Manchester United, and then with Real Madrid, and as well with the Los Angeles Galaxy. So no lack of experience for this guy. He's got an impressive resume and definitely just a person or player, I should say, to keep an eye out for as a Forge fan. Okay, now that we've got those 2 points out of the way, let's get right into this interview. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in and a special thank you to Tristan Borges for joining me today.
And we are live. Thanks for joining me, Borges. I appreciate it. All the way from sunny Mexico.
Yes, this is beautiful here. Nice little morning.
Mm-hmm. How's the view on the balcony there?
It's nice. As we're speaking right now, I'm looking at a lot of things being set up on the field for our first training session.
Oh,
so, okay. One thing we've seen a lot already on these, we'll say week now, is a lot of organization on the field, a lot of stuff that needs to be done, whether it's, you know, warm-ups and things like that. So it's nice. It's nice to look at.
Yeah. I don't want to glamorize it too much because I'm sure you're putting in the work over there.
It's tough. It's tough. But I mean, any footballer will tell you it's kind of a dream to have something like this, right? When you wake up, yeah. You just see the fields. The grounds crew here does an amazing job when they're watering the fields, just taking care of the field. So it's kind of a dream.
Yeah, no kidding. And how has that been, not only obviously training there, but you're getting a lot of quality time with your teammates, more so than usual, obviously living with them. And I know that's the case for some of them in Hamilton, but now you're quite literally eat, sleeping, and breathing the same routine as them. So what's that been like?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, every year there's always something a little bit different. So it's nice to choose something different. Obviously, every year there's always just a couple new faces, right? So it's just about getting into that routine. Obviously, you know, we're one of the teams in our league that has to start a little bit earlier. So it's in some ways it's a little tough having a little bit of a shorter off season, but
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, this is something that we play for, something that we want to be a part of, to be in this competition. But in terms of just how it is to be with the team, it's great. I think that's how the team bonding starts. I think you start to see, you know, maybe areas where we could work on as a team, areas you can see that we excel, you know, just it starts to go really well, whether it's, you know, communication or whether it's just little things of you see where our team bonding goes really great whenever it's like games, you know, whether it's simple like playing cards or playing PlayStation, you start to see those things in times like this, right? So it's obviously a great time to bond and to start the season off right.
Yeah, 1000%. I was just going to say that those bonding moments are the ones that you really remember, are probably the ones like card games or off the field and just like those little interactions. So, all right, I'm glad to see no little bickering has broken out or whatnot. Oh, you're like, well,
I mean,
we don't
can't
have
really say anything on air, but
to go there, Borges. In preparation for this interview, I wanted to let you know that I did kind of go back and reminisce on some interviews that you did. Obviously, you got a lot of media training after that CPL final. I watched the One Soccer episode that you did with Andy Petrillo and Jordan Wilson. I thought it was really interesting that you spoke so much about the team's resiliency and that mutual confidence that you had, not only in that game, but maybe toward the end of the season as well. And of course, in that conversation, the context was regarding the CPL final and going down that goal, and then ultimately having that unspoken understanding that you would come back and you would kind of see it out. Do you feel that that energy and mutual confidence has carried on throughout this offseason and into this competition, as well as like training, even through these 2 weeks?
Honestly, it's a good question. I think it's tough to kind of explain it into words because I feel like every year it's always kind of a successful year, as we would say. But you know, if we go back to the things that I was even saying at the end of last year, it starts in times like now, right? And obviously, when you're on such a high, and then you know, you get back into the season, everybody has different off seasons, whether it's more time oriented or whether it's, you know, spending time with friends, whatever it is, right? It's when you get back into here, you have to get that mindset of thinking that we're owed something, right? Because at the end of the day, it's a new year. Everybody's kind of gunning for the same trophy at the end of the year. And for me, the way I look at it, the way I approach every single season, it's times like right now is what keeps you prepared for the end of the season. And I think every single year, what we keep proving is that, you know, in the big games, we're able to trust each other. We're able to play our best because we have that confidence. And I think if you approach it every single day, starting in the preseason, it keeps you prepared for moments like that. And I think when you build an identity on what we have here, where it's just about winning, it's a winning culture. I think even in those times when you know, you have to change your mindset where you think we're owed something, where it's like, okay, we're the winners, we're the best team, we're this and that. At the end of the day, it's a new year and it's a new start. Every other team is trying to rebrand, trying to knock us off, right? So it's the toughest thing to do in sports, in any sport that you play in, when you win, when you're at the top, to stay at the top. Nobody understands how tough that is. And even when you're at it, you could sometimes, you know, get caught into it and not understand that you still have to work twice as hard as what you did last year. So every year it's a different challenge, and I said that last year, I feel like I'm going to keep saying it at least until the day I stop playing, right? Every year it's new challenges, and even though something seems similar, it's a new year. You have new objectives when it comes to approaching, you know, things differently. So it's just about adapting, and I think we always have the right mentality. It's just about keeping it on course, and this is a great way to start, you know, to be here already for you know, 1 week. We're going to be here for 2 weeks. It's a beautiful place to be playing in, great atmosphere, and the weather is beautiful.
Yeah,
So, you know, the people are so kind, the people are so nice. You can't really ask for more, right, to start off the season.
that's a really interesting mentality to have, not knowing that nothing's guaranteed and not taking your foot off the gas. You talk about this team's identity, and it comes down to not only performing in big games, but like you said, winning them. And I think that obviously shows over the past 5 years with four championships under your belt. It's pretty evident. But with that in mind, there are, as you know, only eight teams in the CPL, and having that familiarity and constant, time playing them, there is that kind of accuracy when it comes to the scouting report. And now you're approaching, a team that you haven't played before, and to an extent you're pretty unfamiliar with. So let me preface this question by saying it, we know that the approach is never to reinvent the wheel, and that the highs and lows are, I try to say, consistent in that respect. So What has to go into preparation that wouldn't normally go into a normal CPL game to a matchup like this one?
I think obviously the number one thing is, and everybody knows it, that quality that the team brings is obviously top, right? We know the history that they have there. We know the quality that the top clubs in Mexico can bring. I think there's a lot of different ways you can approach it. I think I don't personally think we're going to change the way we go about any other game. You know, obviously we're going to have our time to look at, you know, what they can bring, what they produce, the players that they have, the tactical structure that they bring. And then at the end of the day, it all comes down to us on how we perform, what's our game plan, what's our strategy going into it, and it's about executing, right? It's, you know, you can have a month of great training and a great preparation leading up to the game, but at the end of the day, it's just about what you do on that game day. So it's just going day to day, worrying about ourselves first and you know, getting back into it, getting back into shape and getting that bond on what we just said. And then just going from there, honestly, not getting too high on it, understanding it's another game. Obviously the qualities that were of the opponent that we're playing is top, is high, but for us, nothing changes about our routine. And we understand the quality that we have, and it's just about producing on that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go back to what you said earlier about how it's moments like these, and sometimes as well in the off season, that prepare you for, you know, the end of the season and coming out when it really matters within the CPL. So what are some things that you do in the off season, or, you know, even now, that help you as an individual player prepare for those moments?
The way I like to approach it, I'm very to myself. I like to spend time with my family as well. That's a big part of it. You know, my family, my friends, my girlfriend, you know, it's a big part of my life. And anybody that knows me, when I'm in season, I commit 100%, right? So it's a lot of commitment, a lot of time being spent in whatever people want to choose to do, whether it's recovery, whether it's extra work, things like that. But, you know, when I'm in season, I tend to just kind of be fully committed to it, no matter what way I'm looking at it. And I like to take the time in the off season to really just spend some time with my family, all the time that I missed throughout the whole year. You know, take some time off, especially for the body. As you get older, I'm not saying that I'm old, but as you get older, you know, you start to realize how important it is to take care of your body, to sometimes pull yourself back in terms of wanting to do extra work and actually take some time to recover and, you know, let your body just really relax. Because, you know, for me, I put my body through hell for the whole year, you know, especially.
I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say, you know, it would be so hard to just try and relax after coming off a season like that, and being the player that you are, like, is it a mental switch that you kind of have to change?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really mastered it yet. I'm learning. I'm learning every single year. I find myself getting better with it. It's tough because the initial reaction is no matter how well you even do, you always think you can do more, right? So it's it's having that mentality and just understanding that your body needs time to just relax, right? Especially, like I said, you know, if you're somebody that just, you know, during the year, you really try to commit yourself 100% no matter what, sometimes your body needs time to relax. So every year I'm trying to approach it a little bit more in a different way and just learn how my body reacts to it. So I feel like I did it good so far this year. I feel good. I feel re-energized. I feel healthy. Right. So
your body physically necessary. So I'm glad you were able to recognize that. But going off of that point that you mentioned about how important it is to you to at times keep to yourself and also spend time with family, I think I saw that side of you particularly come out after the CPL final. Cause like I said, There was a lot of media attention, and obviously I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about that, but I won't, you know, of course, beat it to death. But I wanted to ask you one thing, being how you've kind of become the player and also person that you are, in that you were so calm and composed after that moment, not only in game, but in those conversations and interviews that you did afterwards. And reflecting on that, I was just kind of thinking it takes a lot. And I think obviously with the experience under your belt that you have now, I'm sure maybe you would have reacted differently had this happened years prior. But What do you think it is about you as a player, or maybe your career development, that allows you to stay so calm and present in those moments?
It's a good question. To be honest, a lot of it is just kind of my personality. I think, you know, most people can see, like, last year it was a tough year for myself, just battling with a lot of things. So it was a lot of joy, to be honest, at the end of the year, just for it to end the way that it did. But it wasn't me being surprised, because I knew that, you know, eventually hard work pays off. Sometimes it takes a lot of time, sometimes it takes a short period of time, but it's tough. To that question, there's a lot of, it's a long
back. There's a lot of layers. There's layers. And don't feel like you need to give me one word answer here. It's kind of a loaded question.
No, it's obviously my upbringing. I owe just the way I am, obviously, to my parents, the way I was brought up, to, you know, my siblings, having the brothers that I have. And obviously, you know, just being able to take that step that I did at 15, 16 years old. I don't even remember at this point, but, but I find that, you know, you have a lot of players that choose to take that route, choose to, you know, try to become a professional at a younger age, and whether it's leaving from home or whatever it is. But I find, you know, the best way to soak all of that in is the way you approach it. And for me, it was kind of the humbleness of it, and understanding that the opportunity that I got, not many people get. And whether I deserve it or I don't, it's still a blessing in disguise, because even on your bad days, you know, you're still somewhere that a lot of people wish that they were. So for me, I kind of took that approach to, you know, at that age. And I think that kind of helped me to kind of be the man that I am now, because I kind of look at everything of kind of gratitude, that I'm very grateful to have everything that I have in life. And for me, it's under having that understanding just puts that kind of mindset that, you know, you have to work your ass off for everything that you have, you know, because you have a lot of people that, again, like I said, wish they were either in your position or working harder than you, right? Because there's a lot of people in this world that that have a lot of ambitions, a lot of goals, and you know, if you just kind of have to zone into your own spot and put all your work in. But I think it kind of starts having that gratitude, having that mindset where just to be grateful for, you know, what you have and where you are in your life. And I think I have that kind of mindset to, you know, it just puts my mind to work and to just obviously be thankful for where I am. And I think the reason why I say that, I think it becomes a domino effect. I think when you kind of have that mindset, and then it kind of dominoes to, you know, just being a hard worker, I don't think you really get surprised of when things kind of fall into your lap. You know, you're kind of prepared for it, and you're kind of ready for it. And that's what I try to be prepared every single day for anything, you know, that shows up on my feet. So I think it was just a little bit more of joy, just knowing that my family was with me through all the steps. It was, like I said, it was a tough year for me last year, and they saw it. They were with me throughout all of it. So it was just more of happiness being able to celebrate it with them as well.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a combination of a lot of things. And I think it's really cool to see that you just come at it from an angle of gratitude and being grateful. And I think that's the same for so many things. And quite honestly, I try and take that approach as well. And you just kind of fully encapsulated the thought process that I've been having recently as well, because we both have this platform. Like, I'm allowed to come onto this podcast and have this conversation with you. The preparation that I did this morning, maybe I was a little tired, but I wake up and think the next sport journalism student would want this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So just knowing that you're in a position that a lot of people want to be in and could potentially be in is very motivating. And I think inspiring. Anyways, I'm doing some self-reflection now, as you
all good.
Know, but
all good.
And also you talking about how when you were 15 to 16, you know, even going back to that age and where that mentality started coming in, and to see it build to where you are now is really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
I will say one other thing I wanted to talk about, and it's also something mentioned briefly in that podcast that I listened to, was that the whole idea of acting that you've been there before, and going back to this CONCACAF matchup, at the end of the day, it is something that you've been in before. Yeah. And what do you think you have learned from your CONCACAF experience, and what are you kind of taking into this next match, having that under your belt?
understanding that level of quality that they bring. I think one important thing also for us to understand is that we're here for a reason. And I think that's the number one goal and the number one mentality that we have to have going into the game, because you go and you look at that game or the games that we even played of against Cruz Azul. They were top games, but I think, you know, we definitely played well in both games, and we had chances. We had chances to score and a lot of chances for the game to be different. And I think those are the times that you have to look at, and you have to keep that in your mind that, you know, sometimes when you play a big club like Chivas, you can kind of get lost a little bit in the thought process of, okay, do we have the quality? Do we have the technical ability? Do we have the mental ability to kind of, you know, match up against a top quality team like that for a team that's been around for so long? And, you know, you look at the su success that we've had for a short period of time, we'll say, in our league, it's tough to match up, right? So, I think it's for us to just have that mentality that, you know, we're here for a reason, and we have the quality to, you know, make anything happen in a game. So I think it's just having that mentality going into it, understanding that we've been here, just like we said, in this situation, and we deserve to be here. So it's just understanding it's another game. It's an important game, obviously, but it's another game for us to just showcase the quality that we have.
Yeah, and giving yourself that credit, and it all goes back to, I guess, that belief and that like mutual confidence. All right. My last one to wrap up here. Of course, we know what Mexico has to offer. Okay, we know you're playing there after the game. We know it's warm. We know there's the ocean. But guess what? They're coming here too. Okay, so just to end this episode off with a little bit of the Hamiltonian spirit, if you will. When you're around the stadium, okay, it's the fact that the birds are chirping in the back, like it's kind of making me
I know. I'm outside. To be honest, I know it seems hot, but it's a little chilly actually this morning.
Is
So it's a little
it? Okay, fair
chilly.
enough. As I was saying, let me talk over the birds. What are some of the things that you would recommend? For example, maybe some of the players coming from Mexico. What are some places around the stadium, what be it restaurants, other activities that you like to do that would really elevate their Hamilton experience?
Okay, well, that's a tough question to answer, because loving Hamilton like I do and understanding, you know, how great of a city it is and the fans that we have and the people there, knowing all of that, I want them to be uncomfortable, to be honest with you. So we can have a little bit of an edge on that point, because it's beautiful here, but I don't think they're used to that cold, and in terms of just trying to get them a little bit on edge and a little bit
Very
uncomfortable, so
comfortable.
we can have a little bit of that edge. I think that's also a little bit of a way to look at
I
it.
will say, Gorgeous, you're looking a little too at home on this balcony right now. So as long as you switch you up for them.
I know, but I mean, if they go out there, they go to the city, they'll see this what the city has to offer. And, you know, and how beautiful of a place it is, and how nice the people are there as well. So for them, it's I don't want to give them any tips. I hope they enjoy their
Okay,
stay.
fair
So,
enough. Fair
but
enough.
I hope it ends up being better for us.
Yeah. All right. All right. Totally valid answer. Not, well, honestly, what I was expecting, but fair enough. Boris, I appreciate you taking the time this
No
morning. Thank
problem.
you so
Thank you.
much.
Thanks for listening to Max Access on the Forge Audio Network. If you like what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share.